So let's review. This parak discusses Minchas HaOmer, the communal barley offering brought on the 16th of Nisan on the second day of Pesach, which in the time of the Beis HaMikdash as in Eretz Yisrael today is the first day of Chol HaMoed. The grain was harvested on the night of the 16th and was offered on the following day. The Mishnah begins by contrasting the halachas of this harvest when the 16th fell on the weekday or on a Shabbos, in which there is a machlokes. Zok the Mishnah, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Omer hayabah b'Shabbos, mishalish sa'in u'b'chol mechamish. When the 16th of Nisan fell on Shabbos, 3 saw of barley was cut to produce flour for the Omer. It was sifted numerous times until they were left with 1 isar in the fine flour, a tenth of the original amount. However, when the Omer was brought on a weekday, 5 saw of barley was cut to produce an isar in the fine flour. It was always brought from 3 saw. The Gemara explains, Rabbanu Kasavri isar mufcha b'shleisha soin asi, v'loishna b'chel v'loishna b'shabbos. The Rabbanu hold that the fine flour can be produced from 3 saw, and so this was the amount harvested, regardless of whether it was Shabbos or a weekday. However, b'shmol kasavri isar mufcha b'loi tircha asi mechamesh, b'tircha asi mishalish. Rabbi Shmuel holds that an isar in the fine flour can easily be produced from 5 saw. However, an isar in the fine flour can also be produced from 3 saw with additional work by sifting it more times. Therefore, b'chayil ma'isin mechamesh, t'achri shvicha milsa. B'shabbos mutav shiyarbe b'malocha achas b'harkada v'al yarbe b'malochas harbe. On a weekday, they cut 5 saw, since this easily yields the best flour. However, on Shabbos, they would cut only 3 saw, because it's better to perform the malach of sifting many times than to engage in the multiple malachas involved in harvesting an additional 2 saw. The Gemara compares the ruling of Rabbi Shmuel with several other rulings, including the ruling of Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim in the next part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Chanina Skana Kahanim Omer, B'Shabbos hayinikzer b'yachid u'b'magal echad u'b'kupa achas u'v'chayil b'shleisha b'sholish kupas b'sholish magalas. On Shabbos, it was cut by a single worker using a single sickle and was placed into a single basket. But on a weekday, it was cut by 3 workers using 3 sickles and was placed into 3 baskets. However, the Mishnah concludes, V'chacham ma'imrim echad Shabbos ve'echad chayil, b'shleisha, b'shalosh kupes, u'b'shalosh magalas. It was always cut by 3 workers using 3 sickles, and it was placed into 3 baskets. The Mishnah Daf Samachay elaborates that the additional people were used to create publicity that ketzira so'imr decha Shabbos, the harvesting of the barley for the Omer override Shabbos. Now, the Gemara points out, Mila kam Reb Chanina skana kanam hosam, kim de'efsha lo terchinan, hachinami kim de'efsha lo terchinan. Just as Reb Chanina holds that if possible we seek to minimize the amount of malacha on Shabbos, so Reb Shmuel holds that we seek to minimize the amount of malacha on Shabbos. However, the Gemara rejects this comparison. Ad kan lekam Reb Shmuel hacha el deleka persumi milsa, aval hosam dike persumi milsa emekrabans really. Perhaps regarding the amount of barley, Rabbi Shmuel holds that we seek to minimize the amount of malacha because there's no compelling need to cut more barley, because the greater amount of barley would not generate more publicity. However, regarding the number of people, Rabbi Shmuel agrees with the Rabbanan that we have 3 people harvesting because there is a compelling need to publicize that it is permitted to harvest the Omer on Shabbos. Alternately, Ad kan lekam Reb Chanina skana kanam, hasam di ibechad ibeshleisha tzoruch gevayim mesavet kel chasei. Perhaps regarding the number of people, Reb Chanina skana kanam holds that we do not use 3 people on Shabbos because the task can be accomplished equally by 1 person. However, regarding the amount of barley, perhaps Reb Chanina skana kanam agrees with the Chacham that we do use the same amount on Shabbos as on a weekday to produce the finest flour possible. The Gemara discusses another case where one might perform extra malach on Shabbos. Amar Rabba, hoy lefanim shtei chatois, achas shmeina v'achas kechusha. One had 2 animals, one fat and the other lean, designated as a communal karmachatis on the Shabbos, but only one was needed. Shachat shmeina v'achach shachat kchusha chayiv, kchusha v'achach shmeina pater. If he first slaughtered the fat animal and then the lean animal, mistakenly thinking that it was permitted to slaughter the second animal as well, he's liable for karmachatis. However, if he first slaughtered the lean animal and then the fat one, he's exempt. Moreover, even though he already slaughtered the lean animal, we would instruct him to slaughter the fat one. According to one version in the Gemara, Reb Ami disagrees and rules, one is always liable for the second animal. Even if they ended up using the blood from the second animal, and even if the first one was found to be lean before he slaughtered the second animal, he's liable for the second animal. The Gemara inquires, Nimtzis Rishon Nekechusha Bevnei Ma'ayin. If after the second animal was slaughtered, they inspected the first animal internally and found it to be lean, Basim Achshavta is leanan, Begavali Isuru Kamachavan. Is he liable to karmachatas because he intended to slaughter the second animal unnecessarily? Or basar ma'isa was lenin? Is he exempt since his action of slaughtering the second animal will ultimately be necessary? The Gemara answers, Hainu pluktayu de rabba v'rabba. This is a machlekes between rabba and rabba in a different case. Shama shatav etinik bayam, uparas mitzud lahalis dogim, v'hala dogim chayev. Someone heard that a child is drowning at sea on Shabbos, and he spread out his net to catch fish, and indeed caught some fish, he is liable to karmachatas. However, lahalis dogim, v'hala dogim v'tinik, if he intended to catch fish, but he caught fish and saved the child. Rava amachayev, zilbasa machshavte. He's still liable since his intention was for the malach of trapping. But Rava amapata, zilbasa maisav. He's exempt because his action was permitted to save a life. Therefore, regarding the lean animal, the Rava pata, the Rava chayev. According to Rava, he's exempt since his actions were correct, while according to Rava, he's liable since he intended to perform a forbidden malach. Ultimately, the Gemara suggests, ad kan Rava lekapater, elikivin deshama, amrina nami daiti atinik. Avaloi shama loi. Rabbi only holds he's exempt because he probably had some intention to save the child as well. However, he agrees that we usually follow his intentions, not his actions, and so in our case, he agrees that he's liable. The Gemara cites another ruling regarding extra malach on Shabbos. Chayla shamdu l'shte gregris, v'yashte gregris b'shte uktzen, v'shalish b'uketzachas. If a sick person was evaluated to need to eat two figs to be healed, and there are two options, to detach two individual figs, or to detach a single stem that has three figs. The Gemara rules, Ad ken lekamri b'shmol hasam el d'chi b'mayit b'achilo k'mamayit ketzira. B'shmol only holds that one should harvest less grain for the Eimer because he will perform less malachas. However, hachad d'chi k'mamayit b'achilo k'mavsh ketzira v'adei sholash ma'isinan. In this case, however, if he would harvest less, he would perform more malacha because he would need to cut two stems. Therefore, B'shmol certainly agrees that one should detach the single stem of three figs. Zok the Mishnah, mitzvah so'imer lehevi min hakarav. It's preferable to harvest the omer from an area close to Yerushalayim. However, lebikar hakarav leYerushalayim, mevi nais mekal makom. If the grain close to Yerushalayim did not fully ripen, it can be brought from any place. The Gemara cites two reasons for this requirement. Mishum karmel, the Torah requires that the omer be avav kali be'esh geres karmel. And karmel means rach umale, soft kernels. Therefore, if the omer is brought from some distance, it might dry out somewhat. It's not permitted to pass over an opportunity to do a mitzvah, even if one intends to perform it at a later point. Therefore, they must bring from the nearest available grain. The Mishnah concludes, it once happened that the Eimer was brought from Gagas Srifin and the Shtei Alechem, the wheat offering brought on Shavuos, was brought from Ein Seicher, and these places are very far from Yerushalayim. The Gemara cites a braisa that provides the background for these incidents. The members of the royal Chashmonoi family were warring with each other, and one faction, with help of the Romans, besieged Yerushalayim. The faction in Yerushalayim would do the following. Every day, they would lower a basket of coins and would receive in its place sheep for the Karban Tamid. The people outside realized that they would never win as long as these Karbanos were brought. Therefore, Lamachra Shulshalan Dinarin Bekupa, Vehelahen Chazir. The next day, they placed a hog in the basket instead of the sheep. The animal stuck its hooves into the wall, and the entire Eretz Yisrael trembled. The Brisa concludes, it was during that period that the Eimer Shtei Alechem were brought from a distance, as Rashi explains, the opposing army had destroyed the entire area surrounding Yerushalayim.